Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Yesterday, Bob, you asked for my help. You had a jacket that was living in the office that was covered in a lot of different liquids by that point.
Yeah, the main offence would be the whiteboard cleaning fluid that just leaked and spilt and stinked.
Yeah, it was time to get it washed. You didn't know how to use the laundromat, so you asked for my help in doing that. I went along.
Yeah, you didn't really help very much. You just, I guess, wanted me to sleep in the bed I'd made.
Yeah, pretty much. I pointed and laughed quite a lot.
We headed out to the Renmark laundromat yesterday. This is how it went.
I've got a jacket that needs laundering. I'm going to show you how it's done. Which one do you reckon is the washing machine? $5. $1 or 20 cent pieces only. Do you have any loose change in your car, Brooke?
And back to the car park.
All right, 20 cent pieces. I've got one. I've got two 20 cent pieces. What, 40 cents?
I've got $2 in 20s and 50s.
50s are no good. So let's take those 20s. Okay, 20 cents. 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. That might be a decent amount, actually. We might be in business here. Oh, do I need to put detergent in first? Probably should have, hey.
Oh, my God.
So I need two $1 coins for detergent, which we don't have. I think we just wash it with some water. Just give it a rinse.
This is the part where I tell Bob there's a change machine over in the corner.
Oh, this thing here. Okay. Good eye, Brooke. Instantaneous. No beeps, no buzzers, no whir. There we go. We have put the clothes in, the detergent in. We've put almost all the money in with this final coin. What do you like for a cycle, Brooke?
I'm looking at the options. I mean, small load, probably.
I accidentally hit delicates and nits, but we've got 25 minutes to kill. That is a day's hard work.
There we are. Mission accomplished.
I'm interested to see how delicates and nits went on the jacket. To be fair, probably better that you went that way than accidentally putting it on some sort of heavy-duty cycle and ruining it completely.
I think so, because I couldn't find any actual laundry instructions on the jacket of how to wash this thing. I've got it here.
Okay.
Surprisingly dry, because I knew I'd forget it if I hung it out on the clothesline, so I just hung it in my laundry when I got home.
Well done.
Smell. Smells like it used to before it got washed, which had a bit of a musk, but you know.
But no cleaning fluids of any kind or Barocca.
It smells normal. My biggest question is, has it shrunk in the wash?
Well, put it on and let's try we'll find out.
This is one we got at the Salvos and Berry, and it was a little bit oversized to begin with, just for
so it might be fun, a of, fit the fun now. Of the fit. I mean, you've got it on. It's a grey jacket. It looks as I think it should. Could you do a turn for me so I can see if there's any stains?
Take the headphones off.
Yeah. Nah, I'm pretty sure that is a success.
I think it's kind of given a bit of plumpness to the sleeves. It feels good.
Congratulations.
Renewed it.
See, I was helpful after all, Bob.
I suppose so. Can we do the car wash next? Show me how to use that.
I'm not going through this again.